You're listening to Real Adventures, talking all things fishing, boating, and the great outdoors. For Razorback 4x4, Australia's best four-wheel drive sea covers, with protection like no other. And Club Marine. Need insurance for your boat or jet ski? Discover why boating's just better with Club Marine.
Welcome back to Real Adventures for Club Marine. Need insurance for your boat or jet ski? Discover why boating's just better with Club Marine. And speaking of Club Marine, you can see and read all about this guy and from this guy every single Club Marine edition. Al McGlashan joins us this morning. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, gents. How are we today?
Going very well, Al. Thanks for joining us, mate, because
he's in the car, mate. He's getting ready to launch the boat. This is as live as it gets.
Yes. Yeah, you can't get any better than this. Like, we're just heading the boat ramp. The beauty is the boat ramp's literally, I don't know, 2 minutes from the house. So we're just heading down to go out and have a look around the harbour.
Now, so you're fishing inside the harbour this morning? Like, what's on the agenda for you?
Yeah, well, we're actually going out to try and film one of the bull sharks. There's been heaps around and stuff, so we're just going to go and have a quick look and see if we can tag one. So, and then it's back to Marlin fishing after that. So
as long
just
as
a quick look to see.
As long as it doesn't tag you, that's clearly been one of the big discussion points out of Sydney at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're actually trying to film. I've got a camera that I'm putting down, and I'm going to see if I can film them swimming around down there. That's their ultimate aim. I probably won't be able to resist and slip a bull down and catch one as well. So,
now, Al, with these bull sharks, like, you sound pretty bloody confident that you're going to see them on camera there. Like, are they coming in packs and numbers? Like, what are they doing?
Yeah, they've always been there and stuff. I think there's more and more people in the water now. Like, obviously, a girl got bitten the other day, you know, swimming at dark, you know, out in one of the, in the water while it's dirty, which is a big no-no's. And the problem we've got is more people in the water and it's going to have more interactions are going to result. And it's really interesting because the bull sharks come down every year. They turn up sort of late December and they're normally gone by March.
Yep.
So they only come down, hang out in the harbour. It's like, you know, the place to be, I suppose. And, yeah, it's their holiday maybe. And then they disappear. So it's quite an interesting scenario.
Another factor to it as well is obviously social media and all the whatnot. It obviously shows there's more sharks around. And that's what we're noticing too, especially around Patrick as well, that, like, the amount of reports on social media, and a lot of them are incorrect at times, but... Just
well,
the amount
you didn't like the 4 meter great white out
yeah.
of Portsea.
Did you
happened.
Hear about that one, Al?
I laughed at that one because that's all I've been calling all my fish.
We gotta love social media, but something we do love is we love the work that you do, Al. We love your photos, your videos, whatever it is
Some
that you
beautiful
do.
Beautiful billfish as well, Aaron.
Just everything he's been doing, but something exciting coming up that Al's been working on. I think roughly about 3 years now, from what I read the other day when you put a post up, Al, is a Doco Fish Forever. Now I'm gonna let you take it away and tell us what it's about and, of course, when it's coming on and where we can find it. But what is the whole purpose of this documentary and what are you doing?
Well, it was really inspired after we did the Bluefin doco, Life on the Line, because we want to show what's happening in the ocean and it's positive. And I've always done fishing shows and, you know, fishing shows are pretty stock standard. You catch a fish, you yahoo a bit, you let it go and to go to the next one, and I wanted to go to the next level and show a bit more of the science, show what we're doing, and particularly champion anglers for all the hard work we do. We get a bit of a hard time, I reckon. Yeah, we're the front line out in there, and this whole series that we decided to do, which probably the biggest part, is odds that I did it with Coop. So we bailed on the production company and went out on our own to set up our own production, and I tell you what, the amount of work it was involved, if I'd known that at the start, I probably would have bloody done it. It was so much work. We've only just signed off on the last step and sent it. It goes to editors, to online editors, offline editors, colorists, and it just, yeah, it's been a massive mission. But I've got to say, doing it as a family as well has been something that's really cool. And, you know, we did Kingfish in the River, so Sydney Harbour, they promote really heavily. But, you know, as soon as it rains, raw sewage overflows straight into the Parramatta River. Like, it's just... And so we highlight a lot of that sort of stuff. A lot of satellite tagging, because to me, that's really important for our big pelagics. You know, we've had stuff where the guys were saying, oh, swordfish don't live after you let them go. So we got some sat tags and let them all go properly, and every one of them survived. In fact, one of them even got recaptured by a longrider. So obviously he didn't learn his lesson. He only lasted 4 months and got caught. So... it probably shows that they're not the smartest fish in the world either.
Well, you've mentioned a few. Let's go through the species. And the episodes. So how many episodes is it, and what species are we expected to see on there?
So 7 eps, and we've got... start at the beginning, we do swordfish, because I'm always I love catching swords. Then we go into kings in the river, which is really interesting because the kingfish in Sydney Harbour have started migrating upstream where they normally don't go, because what's happened up here is because the water's getting warm, the East Australian current's heating up, is that the fish are actually moving upstream because we're getting all these jelly prawns. So there's this spectacular behaviour where they're crashing in on the bank. So you talk, 60, 70 centimetre fish are swimming with their backs out of the water through the mangroves, just absolutely decimating these poor old jelly prawns, which are a tropical species. I've caught them chasing barons or use them to catch baron stuff. So, and then we go into next one after that's black marlin. So we catch black marlin off Sydney, like right in close. And then we go across to Exmouth and satellite tag them.
Yep.
And then we go, what's after that? Then we do yellowfin. So we do the first set tag for yellowfin in New South Wales as part of, and part of Tuna Champions to, so we can learn about them because we don't know what they're doing. Then we go into, what's their price? I've got to learn what I'm up to now. So F5 is swords. So then we do another one on swordfish again because we got some more tags and put more out. And quite a cool story because we gave the tags we had when we had COVID, they failed because they used the wrong lithium batteries. So we got new tags, so we had to go back and tag them again. But then when we arrived, the tags weren't turning up. You know the old story. And then we arrived at Mallacoota and the tag had disappeared. Then we caught a nice sword, so we tagged it normally. And then got the tags, and then on the way home, tagged one out of Bermagui. So it was really like a cool little story. And then we do sailfish, and then we finish with striped marlin. So we're starting to push to do a project to striped marlin at the moment because around the world they're in danger. So they're actually, the numbers are dropping down, and they're increasing here and stuff. And they're starting to, we want to look after those, look after them. And we don't understand what they're doing. So we know they're going down the East Coast, and then we don't know where they go, whether they're moving further south, what's going on. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's been an exciting project.
And where can we watch it, Al? What's the network covering it?
So Channel 9 are going to run it on the main channel because we went away from, the brand-funded approach and just basically did it ourselves. And, with the likes of Club Marine, we're obviously in there and, supporting the whole project. And so it'll be on Channel 9 at 1 o'clock on the 3rd of March. It starts for 7 weeks. No, it's coming up. And we only just finished the last step. The normal delays. It's just been chaos. I've been fishy enough, so that's why I'm like, right, go and fish it.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing it on the airways of 9. And you mentioned it during the interview. There is a cracking show that both you and I love, Aaron, Life on the Line, which I'll produce one of the best documentaries around fishing in this country and global fishing, the fish stocks of the bluefin tuna and how it has been affected over the years. It's an absolute ripper for anyone that's interested. Al McGlashan, our special guest this morning for Club Marine. If you need insurance for your boat or jet ski, discover why boating's just better with Club Marine, and Al's show isn't far away. Thanks for joining us, Al.
Absolutely, guys. Now go and catch a shark.
It's now time for Red's review for Club Marine. Boating's just better with Club Marine boat insurance. This is a good review this week. That's not saying we don't always do great reviews. This is a good review.
Some ordinary.
When you said to me, I'm reviewing ice make, I'm like, what?
Yeah, well, I like my Jamo's cold.
I don't
drink any Jamo anymore, Patrick, so I don't need it for that. What I need it for is an ice maker, because my birthday's coming up. So yes. I said to Kari, I need something. Ice maker. I've been meaning to do it for a long time. Now,
and it makes sense when you think about how much you fish.
Well, to give you an example, when I chased the tuna the other day, I bought 6 bags of ice for my chiller bag, and then I bought 2 for my esky.
With inflation, that's, I think, $800.
Well, do the maths on it. I think you get, what is it? I think you get 3 bags for $10 now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've just spent $20 something, right? And I do this multiple days a week.
Yep.
So I thought...
You want to catch a tuna I'll be mean and to look do after it.
Exactly. So I said, let's buy an ice bag and I'll get a cheap marketplace. I'll get a cheap deep freeze.
Yes.
And I'm going to make some bags. Now, the little bit that I'm confused with, so I'm actually 100% getting this for my birthday. Tori told Kari. $699 from Bunnings. My partner used to work at Bunnings, right? We used to get the discount, Patrick, and we don't have the card anymore. She doesn't work there anymore.
Oh,
it's a sad
flattening day.
I know, it sucks.
That is flattening.
It is flattening. So, sorry, this this Polycool IM 75-litre automatic commercial ice machine maker,
yep.
It makes 45 kilos in 24 hours, right?
Are they expensive to run?
Oh, I wouldn't know. I've never looked at a power bill in my life. That's the missus' job, but... is it like, or would you? You wouldn't run it all the time, Pat. Though, if you're heading out tomorrow,
no, you don't need to run it all.
But
the time.
But why don't you prep it? Like, wouldn't you prep stuff? So, like I said, I'm going to have a special freezer with bags. I'm going to put ice in. So I'm going to have like 20 bags, or given one time in the deep freeze, maybe 20 like 4 kilo bags. So you're not going to have run it all the time.
No, but, I like it.
So, but the things that you need to look into though is how does it work though? Do you need to
plumb it?
It needs to be plumbed, yes. But you can get ones that you can fill yourself. So there's all different types you can get. This one you can plumb, which is great. But the other thing is,
well, it's got an auto clean function. So you mentioned not having it on the whole time. I like that idea
of not having it on the whole time.
Yeah,
I just don't think you need to. Yeah, I don't think you need to because you don't need 45 kilos of. Well, that's the next question for you though that I'm trying to work out. Because my birthday's in a couple of weeks, and hence why we're looking at this, it makes 45 kilos of ice in 24 hours, right?
Yep.
Where does that ice go?
Well, you'd need to take it out.
You need to, don't
consistently.
You?
Consistently. You're probably not going to do that because you sleep for 12
That's
hours.
That's what I meant. That was going to be the next thing. Do you need to, is it big enough for me to do that, or do you need to go a step bigger? That was my question for you.
Well, you can always have the debate on how...
Or do you just
ever need.
Do you just do what I said and then during the day you leave it on and you just slowly chip it away at it and load it up into the freezer?
I think you do, yeah, I think that's what you do.
That's what you're doing, isn't it?
You go to Marketplace, you get yourself a... you probably get one of these on Marketplace.
For free. One of those, ice makers. You know what? Why we're talking rubbish? I've got to pop it in there. Ice maker, bang, straight into Marketplace. Have we got it?
Well, I just like the advertisement for this brand, right? So this is... you can get them from Bunnings, right?
So many ice makers on Marketplace.
Polycool. At 29 kilos and with 410 or 410 grade stainless steel exterior, the Polycool means business. This stainless steel exterior is durable and easy to clean and features rounded corners, which is an important safety design for a busy catering environment. You can't not buy it after reading that.
Oh, I'm sure if someone read it a little bit better, I'd buy it. But there's another one on Marketplace I've just found. $1,000, double the size.
Head to Bunnings if you want more information on Polycool's automatic commercial ice making machine. Or go to Marketplace, go haggle with someone. Just don't do it after dark because they can be a little bit dangerous sometimes. That is Red's review for Club Marine. Boating's just better with Club Marine Boat Insurance.